KBOO Portland.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, continuing Saturday, December 10th, with the Winter Dance Celtic Christmas Celebration from the New World String Project. The folk music series features Celtic seasonal favorites plus new holiday music with a Nordic twist, with two members of Molly's Revenge and Irish dancers. Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 in the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steele Street in Portland. The concert series continues through May. Ticket information can be found at kboo.fm under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
You are listening to a digital Indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you cut the end in first then?
Hello there, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, and I'm your host, back after a long hiatus of vacationing and seeing warmer weather. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We got a great show for you. DJ Yellow Horse is in the studio. We'll be talking, playing music, having a good old time as we close out Indigenous Heritage Month. Yeah, November's almost over, December's almost here. It's like we blinked and the year went by. But don't worry, we're here for you all year round. So, starting off the show, this is JB the First Lady with Still Here.
Abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation, fading, dividing and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing daughters. Say it again, no clean water. But we still here, we still here.
The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The father in sight, women warrior fight. I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal. I hear by a century, awaken the spirit. Be fearless and clear it, no limit. I spit it, I risk it, I hit it. It's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. It's important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11:11. So meet me at 7:11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing, I see the gaps, I have the maps to take it back. Come on. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here, we're still here. Rage and resistance, take back the land is the business. Step up and witness, speak up, go the distance. The time is now, show them how. They didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow. Now allow your powwow. Four push-ups to dance your style. I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You checked my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impact the youth. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we're in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here. We're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. We're still here. They call me in my cellie to hear my words and my verbs, my words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen, shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release. I never couple these middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Why need us hated? Still native kids be taken, still treaties are forsaken. Still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand, your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the master, save the people. Kill the ego, no sequel, no one is illegal. Power to the people, together we are better. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. But we still here. They try to ban our potlatches, but we still here. Smallpox and trail the tears, but we still here.
Still here. set it off with metaphors, so let them all in the door. I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting this play in the politic and on the REC decisions of living in poverty. You're hard to see my sovereignty. You're causing me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You pay it, lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know it's all my chest, but you don't hear it. And we keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking wood.
That was Merriam featuring Superman with Native, and before that, JB the First Lady with Still Here. Coming up next, it's Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors here on Rose City Native Radio.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you guys a little story about the House of Warriors.
We ain't the people of the copper shield, but I'll break it on the enemy. You know the deal. This ain't a kill shot, just to show you how it feels. This for peace with ourselves, man. We're trying to heal.
Hey, yo, hold on, hold on, tribes. If you're gonna break it down for everybody, then you gotta break it down right.
Yeah. We the people of the snow, man.
This is what I gotta do, like breaking copper on the enemy, to find my serenity for the people that depend on me, to tell it like it is with them sacrificing kosher. Power to the people, live long and prosper. Yeah, live long and prosper. Put up a copper shield for the million man roster. Yeah, that said I ain't a killer, but a black snake stopper. And a student of creation, I'm the young grasshopper. Put a fist to the sky now. Now bounce, bounce. Guatilabalagula is how it's pronounced. Cause my people had enough, I can see them waking up. Caffeinated, educated with the seventh in the house. Let's we rise. Taking back the languages, they said you can have it. We're taking back a culture, they said you can have it. We're taking our identity, a bitch I ain't asking. We'll take it all back while we at it. Cause you know that we them killer beast savages, red skin bandits. I like my bread white, but I'm still about my panic. With a tribe I can manage, and I'm taking full advantage of this picture perfect plan, man. And only I'd planned it. I got my support with my people in my corner in the fight of our lives, where we gotta push forward with the cousins from the island who were meant to feel like foreigners. Alarm clocks buzzing, it's the rise of the warriors.
I'm a cancer born in June, how? I'm child of the moonlight, how? Raised without a silver spoon, now I'm the rose from the concrete that bloomed, how? Yeah, it's honor over wealth at the House of Warriors, man, that's how we stay victorious. A habitat on the world is glorious when we sweat and reach euphoria that'll heal our woes, yeah. We get no love and more hate. We've been warriors way before Golden State. Right out the gate, we don't get a clean slate, cause I have traits of those who died before the flags of the states in Canada. Pride cometh before the fall. It's all for one and one for all. We do it for the long haul. Like a totem pole, we stand tall, cause why?
Now we're here to stay, fighting through the pain. Coming out to play.
Where?
At the House of Warriors.
Don't worry about no BS or no static, handle that automatic. what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passionate sexual healing is just so amazing. You feel me, my? I'm talking to you, my. My native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Show it down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Show it down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. Cause she got that mean work. Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. And she tryna win a medal. And then ride on my ladder. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native. I'm talking to you, my native, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are, cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are, cause you're my native woman.
That was Native Brother featuring Thunder Voice Half Kenny with Native Woman, and before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors. Coming up next, this is Nico Soul with Wendigo.
Sending God. about time the curtains were drawn. Come on, so I can count you out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the start, the eyes were cold. You took my heart and swallowed it all. You're nothing but a indigo. Just asking for some trouble. You a monster in disguise. You can see the call from your eyes. So I'm seeing what you done. Yeah, it comes and no surprise. Damn, look at this shit I'm caught up in. Calling you, but says call again. Am I leaving these messages? Thinking this, you gonna be stopping in. You a monster in disguise. You took my heart and swallowed it. This as far as I can go. My last message is dial tone. No calling at night. No calling to fight. No calling trying. No, just like
the eyes were cold. You took my heart. You're nothing but a Wendigo, 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 Wendigo. Here's my hand, so here you go. You should've known, you still want more. You're nothing but a Wendigo, Wendigo, Wendigo. Wendigo, Wendigo, Wendigo.
some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land. And our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. Standing up for the water, don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. Sisters and our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
Protest this whole mess, we go east, we go west. Police protect those corporate connects. Canadian corporals blatantly control for the state's economical debts. Let the rubber bullets spray, others getting pepper sprayed. Eagle feather getting waved, dogs tethered to the chains. Never sever up my veins, the river on the plains. You bring the fire, we bring the breeze. Just like Goki, the elite thugs will smoke you. Put a rubber bullet to your chest. These peaceful protesters, praise from ancestors. We blessed universal law, bring the justice. Yes, can't cut this, judge this. Just truth when I bust this. One off my bucket, let's tuck this and cause a ruckus.
I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes. Yeah.
was Heebs the Earth Child with Rubber Bullets. Before that, Ray Zaragoza with In the River. Before that, Inez Jasper with Stick Game Song. And before that, Nico Soul with Windigo. It's now time for Teepee Talk. And join me as always, Nick Yellowhorse. How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Sorry, I'm a little rusty.
No, you're fine.
There we go. Oh, hey.
How's it going? It's been a while.
It has.
For both of us.
It really has. Our dear beloved Ender has been great stepping in for me while I've been gone, you while you've been gone, and you stepping in for me while I've been gone. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. And yeah. A lot has been going on this month.
A lot has been going on. It is... what does America call it?
Native American Heritage Month?
Yes, it is currently Native American Heritage Month for one more day.
One whole day.
So America, you only have to feel sorry for me for one more day. Man, a lot has happened. It's been pretty crazy. I mean, some new stuff going on. Friend of the show's brother, right?
Yeah.
Just want to shout out that real quick.
Aaron Yazzie.
He was one of a mechanical engineer that helped the probe on Mars that happened recently. So congratulations.
Yay. Shout out to Aaron Yazzie. You're awesome. yeah. So where to begin?
Where to begin? That's
a great
question.
Do we want a short story or do we want...
Let's do a short story. Okay. No, let's do a short story. So
birthday parties.
Everybody's got them.
Everybody's got them. Except for Jehovah's Witnesses.
So recently, I believe it was last week on Thursday, was Kevin Hart's son, the youngest. He just turned one. I don't know if it was actually on that day, but they celebrated his birthday on that day for his first birthday. Little Kenzo Kane is the child's name, I think. I can't remember. But, you know, in kids' birthdays parties, as usually happens, is it's a theme party. And what was the theme of little Kenzo's birthday? Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, boy.
And so Mr. Kevin Hart had this birthday party last Thursday. You know what quote-unquote holiday that is. And celebrating Cowboys and Indians, they had a group photo. You could see everybody had either a blanket or like a cowboy hat, something of that nature. And a lot of people called him out on Instagram and Twitter saying, yo, this is not right. This is racist, and you don't understand the implications of what you're perpetuating right now, and that you should basically stop. And I believe it was this past weekend Kevin Hart went on the radio and had talked to somebody about it and talked about how he felt what he had did had no ill intentions. I'm trying to find the actual quote that he had made. He said that as a kid you play... Oh, wait. He said, the reason I'm bringing this dumb blank up is because it shows how stupid our world is becoming with opinions. People are at a point of an all-time high to throw racial judgment into the development of a one-year-old's birthday party where the theme is cowboys and Indians. It's based around the outfits that are given to the young kids. As a kid, when you played these games, it was based off the premise form of a hypothetical place that was put into perception for movies. What I'm saying is that this isn't something that just started. This isn't a racial slur that people are doing or being malicious with. This is a game that's been played on for years. I'm about to be 40 years old. I remember at the age of 7 or 6 playing these dumb games. I remember playing Cops and Robbers. And then he goes on to say about the Cowboys and the Washington football team. Yeah, played that day. And he's like, they happened that day. It's not a big deal. And I find it funny that with this rant and going on and on about it, he doesn't see how he's perpetuating all of it, because as a one-year-old, I don't know many that could really say what they want as a one-year-old, and this theme would have been most likely made by his parents, mm-hmm. as in they wanted to have a Cowboys and Indians themed party, mm-hmm. and that it wasn't for the kid, because is the kid really going to remember his first birthday? No, not really. And that everything he's saying about how it's been perpetuated in movies and that it has been just how it is the exact rhetoric that proves how terrible as a society we view natives in the grand scheme of it all, and that his words are just those exact words that everybody will say is like, you know, it's just how it is, just how we've seen it, how Hollywood plays it up, you know? So of course it should be fine. And you're like, no, that's not how it works out. You're just upset that you're being called out on it now, because lo and behold, we're more than just Hollywood's perception of us, you know?
No, absolutely. It shows so many different things, but I mean, everything you said, Nick, really, like, it's something that's so normalized now, so that anytime you bring it up, you're the Debbie Downer. And we've received calls by people telling us the same thing about our music or about what we talk about, which is more motivation for me to play the most obnoxious protest songs you've ever heard. So if you want to keep fueling that fire, please call us and let us know how much you hate the music, because I will play a song especially for you. But it's normalized. So then it's like, well, why does everything have to be about race? Why does everything have to be about this, that, and the other? When in reality, it's why haven't we questioned whether or not these things are authentic? Why haven't we valued authenticity over this cheap imitation? Mm-hmm. Why haven't we listened to Indigenous peoples when they say this is actually not, one, not how we are, but two, this perpetuates the stupid narrative of cowboys and Indians and erases the genocide that came with that. Actually, today is the anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's things like that that get erased because of these stereotypes, and it's just like a fun and games. It turns it into children's games, which it's not. It's not a game. Women and children were slaughtered, and our people still face that. Our women are being murdered at an incredibly high rate, and they're going missing at an incredibly high rate. This stuff is still happening. Our children are still being taken away by the U.S. government a lot, and it's still an ongoing thing, and laws that are put there to protect us are still being challenged. And to act like none of this stuff is still happening is just completely absurd. And
it's ignorant.
It's extremely ignorant. And it's not even to a point where I really feel bad for the person. Like, you know, some people are like, well, how can you blame them for not knowing? They can't know everything in the world. It's like, yeah, but this is a type of special type of willful ignorance, where if you're shown that view, if someone says, please stop hitting me in the arm because that hurts me, and then you get mad at them because they were hurt, that's not helpful. So I lose all pity. I have no pity in general for anybody who's that ignorant. But also, you have all these people who are taking time out of their day to try and educate as best they can, and to completely reject that and just say that you're being too sensitive is absurd. And to be that willfully ignorant, you don't deserve any of my pity. You deserve all the scrutiny that you're getting right now. You deserve all of it. To be that ignorant is disgusting and sad. It means you don't want to grow as a human being. And that's depressing.
I think to add another layer is that he is a person of color as well, and I'm pretty sure he's been marginalized and put in a box because he's a celebrity. He's somebody that a lot of people know about him. Mm. And I'm pretty sure this rhetoric of you should act this way because you are this specific type of person has been placed upon him, and he can't see that when it's turned around and talking about another marginalized group of people. Mm-hmm. That's another terrible thing I think about, because I don't understand why somebody who is a person of color can have such an ideal, such thoughts about these things, because I feel like there's this shared experience between people of color of like, you've been in this same position that I have, mm-hmm. most likely some point in your life. So you should try to understand where my point is coming from, mm-hmm. instead of just being so dismissive and saying, that's how society works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was our short story. The longer one may ruffle some feathers, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you if it ruffles your feathers, because I don't know. You can turn the dial at any time. We're going straight savage tonight because we got to go out with a bang, I guess, for Native American Heritage Month. So, where to begin on this one? When did this happen? This happened like... So the missionary that was killed out in India is from Vancouver, Washington. His name was John Allen Cho. And he has caused quite a stir among all different kinds of people. And including indigenous peoples. And examining missionary work, examining the history of missionary work's impact on indigenous peoples, and so on and so forth. But it's also raised other organizations that rear their ugly head, just continue to show how completely in the dark ages they continue to be. So they've been trying to get his body back from that island for a couple of days, and officially have given up because there's just no way of contacting. They haven't been able to even figure out this tribe's language, like, and it only causes more risks of exposing them to diseases and things. The more they go to that island, they really just decided to leave them alone. But there's an organization called the International Christian Concern that wants the tribe to face jail time for protecting themselves against the trespasser, basically. And they released this statement that is interesting. So they say, "We here at International Christian Concern are extremely concerned by the reports of an American missionary being murdered in India's Andaman, I apologize for the pronunciation if that's wrong, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Our thoughts and prayers go out to both John's family and friends. Every day new reports of persecution are being documented in India. Many Christians fear this may be the new normal for their community, as Hindu radicals and others have been allowed to attack Christians and other minority communities with impunity. India must take steps to counter the growing wave of intolerance and violence." The group also referred to the tribe as hostile. Intolerance and violence, Nick. Any thoughts?
I mean, it should be the other way around. I think they're just writing a statement to themselves that they should read out aloud and maybe take that to heart. Oh my gosh. To a mirror, please. I mean, I personally, my family has grown up Southern Baptists, and they were hardcore for far too long. And I can try to see how the Christian view is in, like, saying we need to preach God's word to everyone to get them saved, and everybody doesn't want to hear us, therefore we're scrutinized and criticized and people hate us, blah blah blah, this and that. But at the same time, you're like, yeah, but nobody asked you. That's the hard truth. Nobody asked you. These people did not ask this, what, he's 26-year-old? This 26-year-old man to come to them, not knowing their language, not knowing their culture, not knowing anything about them, and tell them the word of God, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. It's just... arrogant and pompous for this man to go out there and think that he can change these people who are a protected class of people and say that they're... What was that journal entry saying, that this is the last place for Satan to live on earth or something like that?
I'll find it.
And he just goes on about this, saying that he's just doing it for the love of God, for the word of God, and doing something that is illegal, mind you, and getting killed. And he should have known what he was getting into if you read some of the diary in journal entries that had been published. He understands that this is a real possibility, that his life could be ended within those couple of days that he had ventured out there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just history repeating itself, in the sense of Christians want to go out there, teach the indigenous people the loving word of God, and then thankfully these people are standing up for themselves and being true to who they are in their culture, and letting them live and just be, you know. And it's just this weird mindset that Christianity missionaries have, missionaries specifically have, where they feel that you need to know this for some reason. And that they will go about it one way or another. And I know within America and Canada, I know specifically for my tribe, when the missionaries had come in and built those boarding schools and took the children, they would line them up and say, you're going to be Mormon, you're going to be Catholic, you're going to be Baptist, you're going to be, just go down the line and say, this is what your religion is. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
It's continuing, yeah, and yeah, it's continuing violence against tribal peoples. And so Nick had mentioned a quote earlier that he wrote down. The quote is, "Lord, is this island Satan's last stronghold where none have heard or even had the chance to hear your name?" No. It's a surprising stronghold where the government actually respects the tribal people's right to exist and have a culture, and they just kind of want to be left alone, as evidenced by the fact that they kill basically anyone, pretty much literally everyone who has landed on that shore.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hostile, they just don't want you to bother them. And that seems to be a really hard thing for a lot of the outside world to grasp.
Yeah, I mean, it's in their law. You're not, people around there understand they shouldn't be doing this. The fishermen that John had coerced into helping him out, mm-hmm, most likely knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
And they still helped him and did it anyway. And I mean, people who have come into contact, whether accidentally, which another article referenced, there have been people who washed up ashore because they got lost fishermen, and have been killed. And what else were you expecting? You're going alone, you're going on a mission, no one asked you to do this, to a protected class of people that have shown resistance to the outside world. Did you really think you're going to be the one that was able to quote unquote reach them with the word of God? Oh, and the kicker is, he's from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Vancouver, yeah. Washington.
He's from Vancouver, Washington. So there's that. So the other part, though, is like, just make sure that this isn't a romanticized story. This isn't the triumph of the will of a man who is like the male Joan of Arc, where he truly felt that God had spoken to him. And he has been planning this trip for years. And it's being romanticized as he's an adventurer. Like some friend quoted, like, you know, as an adventurer, you're bound to lose your mind every now and again, a little sometimes. And it's like, no, dude. But you don't go to an island that is, like, it's super illegal and try to convert a tribe that is like just putting them at risk already by physically being there. They don't have the same immune systems or immunities that we do. And so just by him setting foot on that island, he's putting all those people at risk already just by being there. So this isn't a romanticized story of a young man who truly believed in God. This is the story of a man who has lost touch with reality and was so absorbed in his own fantasy that he thought he was handpicked by God to go to these people who have already made it clear that they are not interested in anything the outside world has to give, and to force them into Christianity by forcing his presence upon them, by continuously bugging them over the course of, 3 or 4 days, trying to give them things from the outside world, trying to sing them hymns, trying to do this and that, and then finally paying the price for it. He knew what he was getting into.
He definitely did. Here's another excerpt from that journal. He said he's appealing to God right now. Mm. If you want me to actually get shot or even killed with an arrow, then so be it. I think I could be more useful alive, though. But to you, God, I give all the glory of whatever happens. I don't want to die. In another entry, he says, God, I don't want to die. Who will take my place if I do? Oh, God, I miss my parents. And then something else. But, like, who will take my place if I do die? As in, this sounds very delusional in the sense of he had to be the chosen one to be the only one that could make this connection with these people. That's what his mindset must have been. And yeah. I personally think that's a bit ludicrous. And that indigenous people have already had enough with Western Christianity and maybe calm down, maybe back off a little, you know?
Most of the world has already had enough thanks to the Crusades. Even India with British rule, right? Yep. The British Raj or whatever, India's had enough of it. So we have this long history of it, and there's a whole, we could go into missionary work. We could really go into it, but we won't. But just to say that it has done more harm than good. Honestly, it has. And so even now, right, even though he may have quote-unquote failed, he might not have failed at giving these people some sort of disease that they are not immune to and wiping out most of the population. So congratulations, you continued your genocidal, I don't know, it's just frustrating, the entitlement of it all, the entitlement to our culture, the entitlement to who we are as a people, the entitlement to what we believe in, the entitlement and how we live our lives. It really needs to be examined, and it really needs to be talked about, and looking at how we can respect indigenous people's right to exist on this planet, because it hasn't been respected for thousands of years. I mean, we honestly could go on forever and ever about this, but we just want to talk about it a little bit, and just saying that this is not a romanticized story. This is not a plucky young man trying to find his way in the world and to save a savage people. This is an indigenous people's right to protect themselves against a foreign invader who tried to come on their lands, and they protected themselves against them. And they will continue to protect themselves as much as they can from future invaders. Who knows what this has started, honestly. Honestly, like, I wish the best for those people, and I wish that people leave them alone. And finally, and I'm hoping this is, like, something that people learn, but, you know, people
do dumb stuff.
There's a lot of copycats. There's a lot of whatever's out there. So this could be the end, or this could be just the beginning of more harassment and the beginning of the end for them, for that tribe, all because one dude thought that he was chosen by God to completely disrupt their entire way of life that they've been living for centuries. Or whatever. So, yeah. Yeah. Any other final thoughts, Nick?
No, I think I had said everything and needed to say what I needed to say. Thank you.
So with that in mind, please thank your Indigenous friends and family for existing today, for existing for this whole month, for existing for this whole year, for existing for all the centuries to begin with. Don't let November just be the month that you remember you have a Native friend. Don't also try and tokenize that friend for the month of November by having them speak to your classroom, your college course, your whatever, your family's Thanksgiving dinner. We're human beings and we have a right to be respected, not tokenized, not treated as a museum appliance. We're human beings. That's what most of our names translate to. This is Chief Rock with Sacred Gift Song.